بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last night we spoke of another attribute of the Muttaqin, and that is the quality and attribute of Ihsan. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And we spoke of Ihsan and what exactly does Ihsan mean. Now, you think to yourself that throughout the month of Ramadan, we have been speaking of the Muttaqin, and subhanAllah, all they do is good. And that's hard. It's difficult. You know, we started off with the Iman in Ghaib. We spoke of the Salah. We spoke of the spending. We spoke a lot about the spending, because Allah speaks a lot about the spending. We spoke of them suppressing the anger. We spoke of them just forgiving people. We spoke of them and the quality of Ihsan. We spoke of them fulfilling their promises and honoring their agreements. So when you hear that, you know, it's such a high standard. And we all can be amongst the Muttaqeen. But when you hear that, you feel that that's such a high standard. All they do is good. Do they not ever make a mistake? Do they not err? Do they not slip? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do commit sin. The Muttaqeen, look at the next attribute of the Muttaqeen. Ayah number 134 of Surah Al-Imran. And this is the last attribute in this section of the Quran. Allah says of Muttaqeen, Walladeen, and who are the Muttaqeen? إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. When they commit a fahisha. Fahisha is not an ordinary sin. Fahisha is a serious crime. It's an act of immorality. Zina. Fahisha. Who is Allah speaking of? The Muttaqeen. Those very same individuals whom we have been speaking about throughout the month of Ramadan. We have been speaking about the good attributes and characteristics. Allah says, they are human beings. They will err. They will sin. They will make mistakes. And sometimes the sin that the muttaqeen commit is a major sin. Fahisha is a major sin. Allah says, and who are the muttaqeen? They are those, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَا. When they commit an act of immorality, an act of indecency, fahisha, a serious crime, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And who are the muttaqeen? When they wrong themselves. How do you wrong yourself? How do you commit injustice to yourself? By falling into sin. Whenever we violate a commandment of Allah, or we fall into sin, or we carry out an act of disobedience, we are never harming Allah in the least. It's not like in this world, when you violate somebody's rights, then that person is harmed. But when you sin and you violate the rights and the commandments of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are committing zulm to yourself. All you are doing is wronging yourself. So the muttaqeen, Allah says, when they wrong themselves, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, by committing sin, when they fall into an act of disobedience, what do? ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. That's the attribute of the muttaqeen. They don't slip and allow themselves just to keep slipping and slipping and slipping and say, well, I slipped, I messed up. In Ramadan, I was this good person, and well, you know what, maybe it's just not for me. Maybe this is who I am. I'm a sinner. Maybe this is an addiction that's going to go with me to the grave. No, that's not the muttaqeen. They sin. They'll even commit a major sin, a major crime. But what do they do? After committing that sin, ذَكَرُوا, they remember Allah, they think of Allah. One scholar said so beautifully that the muttaqeen, they think of Allah in their disobedience. They think of Allah in their disobedience. Today, sometimes, even in our obedience, we forget Allah. Sometimes I'm standing in salah, in an act of obedience, but my mind is elsewhere, I'm not thinking of Allah. But the muttaqeen, in their sin, they sinned, they slipped, he messed up, it happened, he gave in to the demand of his nafs, it was there for the taking. He tried his best after Ramadan, he made the decision, I'm not going to touch this stuff. Or I'm not going to visit that website. Or I'm not going to communicate with that woman. Or I'm not going to hang out with those guys. I'm not going to do it. And he makes the decision in Ramadan. But then he messes up. He wasn't thinking and it just happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that happens, he doesn't allow himself to slip all the way right to the bottom. Dhakar Allah, he remembers Allah. He thinks of Allah. He says, wait, hold on. I made certain promises with my Allah in Ramadan. I made a promise with my Allah in Ramadan, I'm not going to miss another salah. I made a promise with Allah in Ramadan. And there are resolutions we all make in Ramadan. We have to make resolutions in Ramadan. Now's the time when you make those resolutions. As Ramadan draws to a close, there are those resolutions you make, every one of us. Right? And you made the resolutions. And it was hard for you to, perhaps one or two resolutions, you messed up. What do they do? Dhikrullah. They think of that resolutions and the promises they made with Allah. The du'as they made when they raised their hands and they supplicated to Allah. Dhakarullah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And what do? They seek forgiveness for the crimes that they committed. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. They seek Allah's forgiveness. And listen what Allah says next. And this inspires and instills within us so much of hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah says they seek the forgiveness of Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there that will forgive sins but Allah? There's no one else. No one else. No other door you can knock at. And no other door you need to knock at. The only door you knock at and the only door you need to knock at is the door of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you messed up. There's a door you can go to. There's a door you can knock at. Do it. Don't procrastinate. That's the muttaqeen. They don't delay. They don't procrastinate. Well, I'll just have to wait for another Ramadan. Or you know what? The next season of worship is Hajj. Hajj is around the corner, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I'll just wait till then. The day of Arafah. No. Immediately, he's consumed by guilt. He committed the crime, and he's consumed by guilt. Wow, I messed up. What did I do? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذَنُوبِهِمْ. They make istighfar. They turn to Allah. They seek forgiveness from Allah. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not persist on that sin. They don't persist on that sin. They don't say, well, you know what? It happened once. Let me allow it to happen for a second time. Allows it to happen a third time. What happens when you do that? Then you have desensitized the crime. Now when you commit it, you no more feel the guilt. You're committing it for the fifth time, you no more feel the guilt you felt the first time. That's dangerous. So they don't allow it to become a habit. They don't allow it to become part of their life. The guilt consumes them. They make istighfar to Allah. They close the chapter. They move on. You slip up again, it's fine. You still got the door to knock at. You go back to that door. And you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. The muttaqeen, the crimes that they commit and the sins that they commit, they do not persist and continue on that sins and die on that sins. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. While having the knowledge that what they are doing is sinful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grasp what they understand.